Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Mafia. Are you kidding? How great is this? Conference finals in hoops. Conference finals in hockey. My great snags at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Baseball winners, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. Supreme Court just ruled gambling will be legalized now by state. I mean, essentially, right? So PharrellOnTheBench.com is the place to be. Sign up today. It's cheap. You're going to love it. The results speak for themselves. I kill it. So one other thing, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. So, Mafia, real quick, I know you I did want to say this first. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this tonight in the game. Morris made a layup, a driving layup, right? And he Tristan Thompson was all over him, right? Did you see this play when he crashed into the basket?
Yeah, I saw that.
And then he got, but why was he being such a D, like screaming at Thompson when he made the basket, like when he was on the floor screaming in his face, like, ha ha, I got the and one. Like he was doing a screaming in his face. Did you see that? And then Thompson like got in his face. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, yeah, I thought Morris lost his mind.
He's a very emotional guy, so he's one of those guys that when the game's flowing a certain way, you know, he could easily be set off, and that seemed like one of those
plays. What was that about, though?
Did you more control.
But did you see it? It was like,
I did.
It was really
– it just wasn't needed.
It was unprofessional. I mean, it really was. It was like, what are you doing, dude?
And it was still early, too, in the game at that point. It wasn't like it was in the fourth quarter where they were starting to, you know, pull away double digits and holding on to the game. Like, it was like the second quarter.
Like, it's like there's this thing of, like, trying to show somebody up, right? Like, you're insulting someone. I get it. You're playing them. They're the enemy. They're who you're battling. I get all that. I'm cool with that, right? But do you like, Mafia, you played with me a long time. Am I a big fan of humiliating others? Like, where if someone's humiliating us, which we've had happen, right? We've had blowouts where we got humiliated or whatever. Remember when we were down 30 and they were chucking threes, what did I do?
You start yelling at him and warning him after the game that you do it again, it's not going to go well for you.
I'm going to break somebody's nose.
And then that next guy, you played that guy in a different game on a different team, and he was doing the same kind of stuff, so he came in for a layup and you hit him hard.
I body slammed him to the ground, and he quit. Right? I mean, isn't that what happened? So, like, I don't like dudes that humiliate others in their face. Like, you know what I mean? Like, talking smack, like, after you make a basket or something. Is there anything worse? And then did you see the smart fight? He got in a fight in the game as well, right? And it takes, like, multiple people to control him because he's such a lunatic, right? He's an animal. But I'll give you this. I love his game. I won't deny his game. I think he's a great defender, and he's like the heart and soul, we all know it, of the Celtics, so let's not get into it. I don't trust his behavior on the court, that he's not going to lose it, because he's capable of just absolutely spinning like yarn out of control in a hurry, right? We know a lot of players like that. He's definitely one of them, right? Another guy's Draymond Green, right? You have no idea whether he's going to just burst at the seams, right? You know what I mean? Like, these guys are capable of losing it. I think Morris is another one that's got anger issues where he'll fight in a game. He'll, like, he's not akin to, like, fighting. He'll get in a fist fight. He doesn't care. All right, so several things I want to do here, Carver High. I'm very concerned about you getting your opinion out on Lane Johnson, because we have yet to talk about this guy losing his mind. What is the deal with this dude? He just won't stop with his obsession, it would appear to me, of the New England Patriots. He's saying stuff like, Belichick was talking Shaq before the Super Bowl.
About Doug Peterson.
About Doug Peterson.
I don't know.
He described him as a fear-based organization with players who act like Pharrell and robots. He doubled down on Belichick's decision not to play Malcolm Butler. That's the thing. You're never going to know. Whatever they told to the media is what they're told to do. Like I said, they're robots. And he said, their owner talking Shaq to our owner, Bill talking Shaq to our head coach, Peterson, before the game. I'm not going to say it, but a lot of Shaq kind of build up like that. I just got tired of hearing about it, to be honest. What do you think of Lane Johnson still talking about the Patriots? You win the game, don't you just shut up at that point? Like, what's there to say? I could see it. I could see him doing this if they lost.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
These guys never stop. They're like robots. They were talking before the game. I'm sick and tired of them. And I just want to beat them in the Super Bowl after they beat us. That would be acceptable to me. But when you win, why are you still talking about them like they're a pain in your ass?
Like, I don't remember, and maybe it was because we were in Vegas that week, and when we weren't doing the show, I was
drunk.
Absolutely hammered. So,
drunk and gambling for like $5,000.
But
I remember
week,
you were doing great, actually.
The week of the game, I don't remember any, like, Belichick said this about Doug Peterson, or the owner said this about each other, or I don't remember any of that. So maybe this went on.
I just remember blowing strippers.
And this guy?
Wait, blowing strippers and your gambling problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the dude's talking about.
Blow strippers, gambling problem, drinking problem, and a chili dog problem. We had also.
I only had two out of those five, so.
Two of the five. The chili dogs and the booze.
I didn't have the chili, I didn't have chili dogs that week.
No chili dogs? Nope. A gyro.
You know.
Gambling problem?
That one, yeah, and
blow,
the drinking. Just that's it.
Hookers?
Gambling and the drinking, that was all.
Swimming in cold water?
Well.
I don't remember anything. I do know that we're being invited back, though. That's a good sign because I don't remember anything else.
And plus, you even have him saying in that statement, like, I'm not going to say it. Like, they're talking all smack. I'm not going to say what they were saying. All you're doing is saying, you
exactly
know, what was going
what
on.
Saying.
Like, yeah, you might not be saying the exact
but
words that they said, but all you're doing is talking about those situations.
What did he say about the, what is he talking about that Belichick was talking Shaq with Peterson?
Who knows and who cares? They lost.
So Vegas has released the point spreads for almost all of the Eagles games. Did you see that I gave you this? I have all of the spreads.
For most of the games on the entire NFL, not just the
well,
Eagles.
Well, the only team that
matters. They're the Super Bowl champs.
I mean, they're the champs. They're all that matter.
That's surprising that they do that, considering we don't know the status of Wentz for the beginning of the season. Like, how are they making those lines ready when you don't know if he's going to play to start the year?
You know that Nick Foles is very capable of winning the Super Bowl.
He is, but that doesn't mean the line
who
shouldn't
cares
be, you know,
about
2 points different
Carson Wentz anymore. He doesn't matter. Nick's the man. All right, Falcons at Eagles week one. Eagles laying 4 to Matt Ryan and his new receiving core. He's got even more talent at receiver now, Carver High. Are you willing to take the Falcons and the 4 in week one?
There's absolutely no chance that I'd bet on an NFL game 20 weeks before it actually happens.
Well, you're doing that right now.
No.
All right, then Carver High doesn't have the onions to do it. Mafia does.
I'll take the Eagles.
Mafia and I have year-round gambling problems. We don't have just seasonal like you.
I got to be worried about what I'm gambling on today and tomorrow, not what I'm gambling on 5 months from now.
Okay, so we'll just leave you out of this?
What? Every game they got there?
No, I just want to do a couple. We got to get through a couple here because I'm looking to get to the 15-minute mark here on this segment. I'm trying to get to the 15-minute mark, Carver High. So you're either with us or you're against us. And I'm fine with either decision. By the way, I watched a good movie, two good movies, believe it or not, on Netflix. I wanted to add before I do the next game. I saw this movie that I did not finish yet, but I am close to finishing it. And don't spoil it for me because I liked it. It was, believe it or not, this cheesy movie with Ed Harris on Netflix called Crotophone or something like that.
Kodachrome. Yeah, with Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was. Did you see it?
Not yet. I want to see it. That's one of the ones I got to check out.
It's a really good movie. And then secondly, I watched a terrible movie, but it was so bad that it was hilarious. It was awful, but I loved it. As you know, I love bad movies. It was The Week Of with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock.
Oh, my God, that one was so bad.
It's so awful. I loved it. I loved it.
He's had that deal with Netflix, where he's put out a couple of them. if you want to like see a terrible Sandler movie on Netflix, right. The first one he put out with them, like the Ridiculous Six, I think it's called. Like, it's been such terrible movies he's put out.
And what's funny is how much money he makes doing all these terrible movies.
They've been so bad.
Week two, Eagles laying 3 at Tampa Mafia.
I'll go Eagles on that one, too.
Do you think we like that the Supreme Court passed the gambling law? Colts at Eagles, week 3, Eagles laying 10.
I'll take the Colts. Andrew Luck is going to bring them back and cover that 10.
No, they aren't. Eagles minus 1.5 at Tennessee, week 4.
Lay it.
All right, I'm going to give you the best games here now. You ready? Here you go. Week 6, Eagles at Giants. Oh, here's a good one. Wait, week 5, Vikings at Eagles laying 3.5, the NFC Championship rematch. Vikings getting 3.5. How do you like that on the road? 3 in the hook.
Considering who their quarterback is now and how he does in games against the NFC East, I'll take the Eagles.
Oh, so Cousins will screw that up. The very next week, Eagles minus 3 at the Giants. They'll beat the Giants. The Giants are terrible. Week 10, Cowboys at Eagles. Eagles laying 5.5.
Wait, more importantly, what's the prop bet on over-under for Odell Beckham penalty yards for celebrations in that game?
I don't know. Vegas has the Eagles as favorites in 11 games, dogs in 2 games, and 50-50 in 2 games. There you go. I've stopped doing the game. I made it to the 15-minute mark. It's very exciting. Wes in Green Bay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I can't compare with all your gambling predictions here and Netflix bad predictions and bad movies, but I'm going to talk about a bad thing that I seen on Amazon, which is the Michigan football team. And you touched on Harbaugh, and I'm a diehard Michigan fan. And
what don't you like about him?
You know what? I think it's the firestorm. I think this year it should be held down that it's fire or not.
I don't understand what you're saying to me. Fire or not what? Fire what? Win every game or you're fired?
No, not that. But he needs to win the games that mean something.
Okay, so beat Ohio State and Michigan State or be fired.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen just so we can clear this up, Wes. They owe this guy so much money, and I literally, for the first time ever, am willing to say I have absolutely no foreseeable future of them firing him anytime soon. Carver, do you see Michigan firing Jim Harbaugh anytime in the next 3 years? He's in year 4 of 7, so 4, 5, 6, 7. In the next 4 years, will he get fired?
I don't think he'll ever get fired by Michigan.
I don't either. Do you believe he'll retire there?
No, but I don't think he'll be fired by them.
So do you believe that he'll finish in college football or go back to the pros?
I think that he'll eventually go one more shot at the NFL.
Back to the NFL. There you go. Ryan in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott, man, hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
how you doing?
What's up, dude?
Hey, it's good. Good to talk to you. We talked before the series started with the Celtics and the Cavs, and so far, what you said was right. Is Brown and Tatum didn't have to play the greatest ball they've ever played. Maybe they are playing it right now, anyway. But they're playing great team ball. Defense has been incredible. Maybe the Cavs aren't as good as they have been in the past, and maybe the Eastern Conference is
good as they were in the past. In fact, the three teams, this would be 4 in a row in the finals, right, for them against the Warriors, correct? The other three, the one that won it in 7 and then the two that lost, are better than this team. All three of those teams were better than this team. It's the same thing as the Penguins. The 16 and 17 teams were completely different than the 18 team that just lost and didn't win a third straight Stanley Cup. The back-to-back cup team was better than the team this year.
Yes, yeah, definitely. And you know what? I know the Patriots, they lost to the Eagles, but with this Celtics team, they're a likable team. It's been a long time.
I love how you just, like brush it off. They lost the Super Bowl, and then go right to the Celtics. Now, let's stick on the Super Bowl for a second. Do you remember anything that Belichick was doing to talk Shaq about Doug Peterson to his face?
No.
I don't remember that.
No, he disappeared and went to Nantucket on his boat with his beautiful girlfriend, and disappeared for a little while.
Well, good for him. That's what everyone should do when they lose. You should go off on a boat with your girlfriend and drink whiskey. 855-212-4227. Don't forget the podcast of this show goes out on Twitter at Scott Farrell, at On the Bench CBS, after every show and the following day.
You're listening to Farrell on the Bench.
So, Paul Pierce went on the Breakfast Club in LA and said that KG never told Melo that his then wife, Lala, wasn't that her name? Lala? Tasted, he says that Garnett never told Melo that his wife tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios. Remember that fight that broke out? That was all a rumor and never happened. They got into it on the floor, and Anthony tried to confront Garnett by the locker room and team bus. Anthony was suspended for the actions. And then Anthony said at the time, there's certain things you don't say to another man. I felt like we crossed the line. But like I said, we both had an understanding. We handled it the way we handled it. Nobody needs to know what was said. And the situation was handled. And then she says, KG, in fact, never said that I tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios. I tried to figure out how this big lie was turned into a media firestorm. I still can't answer it. Melo and Kevin are cool today, and now it's nothing but a faint memory. Except that we're still talking about it because it was such a great line, right? How great was that? Do you remember when that allegedly happened and we were talking about it, that he said she tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios? That's awesome. I mean, that is really strong stuff right there. I mean, that is like, I mean, you bring that one out, you're like up 3-1 right there. There you go. So, one of the things I wanted to say about Cano, you know, TJ Quinn, who I used to work with at one point or another at, SNY, he became an investigative reporter, right? At ESPN. Do you remember he used to like work at like the Daily News or something? Wasn't he? Here's the deal with Cano. Players are not automatically suspended for using diuretics. The suspension means MLB was able to prove he was using it to mask a drug. Cano tested positive before the season, appealed, and dropped the appeal. He was suspended for taking this diuretic commonly used to mask PED use. Furosemide, is that what they call it? Furosemide? It's a kind of drug a player is likely to say he took by accident and didn't help his performance. Eager to hear his explanation, of course. He went on and on about it, that he never... he said it's used to treat various medical conditions in the U.S. and the DR, Dominican Republic. It was given to me by a doctor in the DR to treat a medical ailment. I did not realize at the time I was given medication that was banned. I obviously now wish that I had been more careful. It is not banned. It's sold under the brand name Lasix. Blocks sodium chloride and water from being reabsorbed into your blood before becoming urine, thus causing an increase in urination. Commonly used in racehorses to prevent them from bleeding. Dehydration, dizziness are side effects. He vehemently denied taking PEDs. I would never do anything to cheat the rules. Yes, you would. You're busted. So, 80 games. I don't even care about anything else. All I know is that if he didn't do it, then why'd he drop the appeal? Because he's having hand surgery? Who would miss that many games just for hand surgery? He did the drugs. He's busted. He knows it. It's so funny when they run to the DR excuse. No English. Some doctor down in Caporete gave me the drugs. For an ailment I had rhea, so he gave me a diuretic. I thought it was for my rhea, but it turns out that it was for my urination problem. So, the excuses are better than the stories. The stories are lame that we do on this network. It's the excuses that are awesome. The tainted Mexican meat is my favorite one. I can't get over that one. That one's great. I love the guy that says I had some bad beef.
We've had a couple guys with that, right?
It's just fantastic. Who's our favorite one? The guy that said he got failed the drug test because he was making out with his girlfriend and she was on drugs and she had swabbed spit with him and that had thrown off the test. That was fantastic as well. You know what's funny? I always go back to this. all the drugs, all the PEDs, all the liars, all the scandals, all the back pages, all the media attacks on Alex Rodriguez. And he won't get into the Hall of Fame. Cheat, liar, drug user, just the most despicable person on the face of the earth. Fast forward 10 years, he's got so many television jobs, he doesn't even know which one he's going to next. Someone, I'm sure, has to drive him and tell him where to be. He's now getting another show, Pivot, with Alex Rodriguez. Sunday Night Baseball, Fox Baseball. He's doing Pivot with Alex Rodriguez. Doesn't he do corporate speaking engagements as well and go to schools and everything else? He does all this stuff. This guy is absolutely on fire. And remember when he was the biggest phony and liar and backstabber and, like, was he not he was the poster boy for drugs in baseball. Was he not the biggest scandal in baseball ever? Who were they? Bonds and A-Rod, right? I mean, Clemens didn't even go to their level, did he? He went to the court and everything else. Clemens is huge. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, was there anything bigger than when they went after Bonds and A-Rod? It was like it was almost racist, if you ask me, the way they went after him. And then they just let the white guy go. They're like, oh, he's just bad news. But they went after him too. I won't deny it. All three of them got it bad. But A-Rod, look at Clemens does nothing now, right? Clemens does nothing. And Bonds, he's the coach on the Giants, right? Or something like that. I know he's like a special, or I think he's a bench coach. Isn't he on that? Isn't he on the Giants? No, not at all. He's done in baseball.
He was a hitting coach for a year with the Marlins.
Right. Madden, I know he was that, but he didn't go. He went back to the Niners or the Giants. He's with the San Francisco Giants now, I think.
He's with doing something with the organization. I don't know if he's on the bench.
Is he an assistant to Sabian?
I thought maybe he was just like a special instructor, like in spring.
He's got some kind of job with the organization, but he's not on the bench during the games.
But man, did they go after those two, A-Rod and Bonds, like no one's business, right? But it seems to me like, I'll be honest with you, today on this guy, on Cano, it's very light. This is nothing. Like, what they're giving him is nothing. He's having an easy day if you think about it. Right? I mean, what are people saying? He's a liar? He's a special advisor to the CEO, Larry Bear. Is he still the CEO, Bear? And Sabian and Bear and all these guys. All right, so anyway, Bonds is with the organization. My point is that Cano is getting off easy, don't you think? Like, today he's had, like, an easy day, like what they said. Oh, Robbie Cano broke his hand. He's having surgery. Oh, and he suspended 80 games for failing a PED test. What did he do? Oh, he took a diuretic to handle an ailment. No, he didn't. He took a diuretic to mask that he was using drugs. That's exactly what it is. In Spanish, this means he was taking that to cover up for the drugs he was taking. And then they let him off the hook. Do you think this guy's taking any abuse today at all? Like, really, when you think about it, what do they say? He's not going to Cooperstown? Big deal.
Yeah, but it's because...
He's still going to make all his money.
We're never... Okay, he's going to make his money. People have now... The steroid stuff was so big and so in everybody's face for so long that, honestly, by now, people are sick of it, and you will never, ever get players to the level of Bonds, Clemens, and A-Rod that will get caught again like those guys did. And I don't think people care or matters anymore because you can't get bigger than you did with those guys. You can't. So even though, okay, Robbie Cano, he's an all-star, maybe was going to be a Hall of Famer. We've seen 1,000 guys take PEDs. We've seen so many guys pop now. It doesn't matter anymore. It just doesn't.
Wow. All right.
Because they're not those guys. Well, if those guys could do it and those guys shook people,
stats among second basemen since 05, first and everything. Hits, homers, RBIs, runs, and OPS for second baseman in baseball. He's the best. He's the best, and he cheats. He's the best, and he's a user. That's what they're going to remember him for always now. Not his greatness, but that he cheats and he's a liar. That's it. You're done. You're busted. That's it. Simple as that.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Ty Lue is saying after the game that the Celtics are, quote, gooning the game up, end quote, after a game 2 loss. He said the Celtics have been more physical. Well, we've got to be tougher. I think they're playing tougher than we are. Do you think that the mafia, that the Celtics are gooning up the Cavs and playing dirty and physical and pushing them around and smacking them around?
They're playing physical. They're playing rough with them. But, I mean, you heard LeBron say it after game one. That's the playoffs. It's been like that since the first game of the playoffs. It's always going to get more physical and more rough. And it's hard for him to say that they're gooning it up when the only guy who got a flagrant foul tonight was J.R. Smith for shoving Horford two hands in the back and almost hitting his head off the, you know, the glass. I mean, that's the dirtiest play of the game, and it was by his guy.
They're 37-0 all-time, went up 2-0 in a series. Do you think that's a done deal then, Carver High? The Celtics, 37-0, went up 2-0 in a series.
Always time for the first one.
So you think that's going to be this time? You're willing to go there?
I will never believe that LeBron's going to lose until he gets beaten.
He had another big game. It doesn't matter how big a game you have if you lose.
He needs help, I get that, but until he loses, I don't believe it.
And then Marcus Smart, after the game, said that J.R. Smith is known for dirty plays after pushing Al Horford. He said, that's a dirty shot. You can't allow that to keep happening. That's not the first time J.R. has done some dirty stuff. He's known for it. It's a, especially against us. So what do you think? Do you think Marcus Smart and J.R. Smith are going to have another run-in in the series? I'd be willing to bet that there's a possibility that Marcus could lose his temper in Cleveland on Saturday. Things are going to be a little different at the Q, don't you think, than the atmosphere and the comfy confines of home playing at the Garden in Boston? Right? Now they're going to go on the road to Cleveland. How do you think it'll go? Tom in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing tonight?
What's happening?
I know you're tired of hearing that. Anyways, I got a prediction. I believe the Cavaliers is going to win this series.
Okay. Why?
Because of LeBron. And they're tired of getting their butt kicked.
So you think they're going to wake up on Saturday and win that game and get back in the series?
Yes, sir, I do. But the next series, I think they might lose by one game. It's going to go seven with the Warriors.
So you have the Cavs coming back, winning this series, and then losing in seven to the Warriors.
Right.
There you go. The lowest rate of allowing hard contact in baseball this year, the Phillies at 19%. Do you think people are calling Gabe Kapler crazy now that they're actually playing decent baseball?
No.
The Astros second best at 20%. Red Sox 22% with the Nationals, Mets, Cubs, and Braves 23%. What did you think of Joey Votto? He opens up about the Red struggles. He said, this is the worst start I've ever seen. I genuinely hope that we're trending in the right direction, but this is the worst start I've ever seen. If I'm not mistaken, it's been noted in the past that this was historically one of the worst starts for this franchise. There are so many people that are losing interest in our organization, and deservedly so. It hasn't been fun to be a Cincinnati Reds fan. Not often does a player get to speak the way I am right now because my role is to do my job on the field and pretty much zip my lips, which makes sense. But in the same breath, I've been with this franchise 17 years now. You can say things are business. You can, you know, but to be honest with you, I was a kid when I signed here, and I take it personally. This is a personal thing to me. People inside of this organization in all likelihood are not going to enjoy my responses, but it's been disappointing. What do you think they think of this guy shredding the organization that he plays for? Just there's nothing they can do about it. They owe him so much money.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere, that's for sure.
So the Suns grab the number one overall pick. The Kings, Hawks go second and third. Is that how it goes? And then what?
Memphis drops to four and Dallas drops to five. They were in the top three. They get bumped down because the Kings and the Hawks moved up.
So let me get this straight. So the Suns, then the Kings, then the Hawks. Then who is it? Memphis and Dallas. And then Orlando, Chicago, Cleveland, New York Knicks, Sixers, Hornets, Clippers. They have picks 12 and 13 and Nuggets. There you go. So I think that at the very least, I sense that it's fair that the Suns and Kings and Hawks are all lined up in the top three, and Memphis 4, Dallas 5, because all five of those teams suck, right? They're all terrible, and they need help, a lot of it. So those five teams right there are in a great position to change their fortunes, right, and futures.
But do you feel that there is an absolute, no doubt, can't-miss guy? Do you feel that Ayton is that guy?
I do believe that they'll take him.
Franchise-changing type player. Do you believe that?
I do believe he's got potential to be a dominant seven-footer athlete freak. The guy's got game. And believe me, you, if he's coached well, and if he's taught the right way, and he's learning the right way, which I'm very leery of in Phoenix. I got to tell you that they don't have enough vets. They got Tyson Chandler, right? But they don't have enough... To me, they don't have enough good coaching or I'm being honest, coaching or vets to make that kid learn the right way in the NBA. It's going to take him a while, I think, to get his maturity level and groove in the league. So he's with an organization that's, to me, a mess right now. So I don't know how he's going to do it.
With a new coach, the Igor Koskov, whatever his name is.
But he might take the kid... The Slovenian kid or whatever, because he coached him in Europe. He was one of his star players.
Because I'm with you. I don't feel that he's as good as the potential is with him. I don't think that he's a guy that you throw him out there and he's going to start dominating right out of the gate in the NBA. I think that he still needs some work. I don't think, because watching him at Arizona, he had his moments, but, you know, he also had some bad ones. So,
the GM's unlikely to trade the pick. They'd have to have a major young star for him, if anything at all. And then Doncic played in Europe and even Real Madrid, and he competed in both the Liga and EuroLeague, and he played for this coach, their new coach. So we have no idea yet exactly what they'll do, but... Remember that he played for the new coach in Europe. So that might be an advantage for the kid, Doncic, Luka Doncic. We'll see. There you go. Marc-Andre Fleury, 9-3 with a 1.68 goals against, 94% saves, 4 shutouts through 12 playoff games. That's incredible. What did you think of the guy trying to sell the $30,000 ticket that if the Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup, at he gets at 100-1 $30,000. He's trying to sell the ticket, this guy, for $9,000. What do you think of that?
He's willing to move it right now for that price. Here's the thing, and I feel like if you can somehow get out of this round, that ticket has so much hedging potential and things that you can do if they make the finals. But right now, it's tough because you still got to win 3 more games just to get there. And then you got to win 4 more games after that to get to the 30K. I would be looking to hold on to it, try to get through Winnipeg, and then you have some hedging potential against whoever you play in the final.
Saturday, Adonis Superman, our boy Adonis Stevenson against Beto Jack. Nice fight this weekend as well. By the way, going back to Marc-Andre Fleury of the Nuggets, of the Knights. Total ice time of over 7,658 minutes in the playoffs, passing Billy Smith and Chris Osgood for the 8th most playoff minutes in NHL history. Babcock said he had an outstanding meeting with Austin Matthews. I'll bet he did. What's he going to say to a superstar player? It was an outstanding meeting because he's not going to do anything to that kid. That kid's the franchise. Of course he had a good meeting because that kid can do whatever he wants there.
Well, they Star had player. Some friction at the end.
Is that right?
Toward the end, yeah.
Who do you think they want to watch, Mike Babcock or Austin Matthews?
I don't disagree
Matthews?
With you, but the whispers are up there.
Michael Jordan to be subject to The Last Dance, a documentary from ESPN and Netflix, a 10-part series on Michael Jordan. Will you watch all 10 hours of it?
No shot.
Netflix will soon have 1,000 original shows and movies. Very excited about that. Did you see the trailer for the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody? Did you see it? It looks like an awesome movie.
I can't wait. That does look like a great movie.
Jennifer Lopez was told to lose a few pounds by people in the entertainment industry. Do you think A-Rod's happy with those comments?
think he's fine with him now.
The New York City mayor, de Blasio, promises to overhaul how marijuana laws are enforced. It looks like they're only going to give out summons for people smoking dope instead of arresting them and taking them to jail. Real quickly, Carver, Germany have announced their 27-man provisional squad for the World Cup. And the more I look at it, the more I realize that they are loaded. I've never heard of any of the players.
They're definitely the favorites, I think, going into it next
Ruben week. Foster's ex-girlfriend will testify that she lied to the police about him. That cannot be good. I'll save all this stuff. How do you like Memorial Day Monmouth Park opening for gambling? Do you like that, Carver High?
Let's get out there.
Did you see I hooked up today and sent you the Matt Ribbletowski Forbes article?
You did.
And Patty Power Betfair close to buying FanDuel. That's a British company like
William
Hill.
I've been in a Patty Power.
You've been in there?
They have
a lot
of them.
It's like a sports book, right?
There's a ton of them. They're all over England and Ireland, all over the place.
All right, for Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. We'll see you at 10 tomorrow night. The podcast is on Twitter, at OnEventCBS and at Scott Pharrell. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store free. Don't forget, PharrellOnTheBench.com is my website. Particularly if you live in New Jersey now, you're going to want to be a customer and member of PharrellOnTheBench.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.